Just one halakha in Hilchot Pesach regarding the minhag with matzah ashira, which they call egg matzah. The Gemara writes in Pesachim meperot en machmitzin, that when one needs flour with fruit juices, it does not become hametz. There is a machloket rishonim what that means. Some opinions hold, like Shitat Rashi, it means it's not chametz medeoraita. It's not chametz from the Torah. However, it can become chametz nukshe, which is considered chametz midrabbanan. However, most Rishonim, including the Tosafot, argue on Rashi and say, meperot en machmitzin klal. That means when you need flour with fruit juice, it cannot become chametz at all. It's not like kneading water with flour that has the ability to become chametz if left without kneading it. Meperot is not like that. They do not have the ability to make the flour into chametz. The opinion of Maran in Shulchan Aruch is like those Rishonim that say that if one needed dough with fruit juices, so long as he was careful in the kneading that no water got mixed into the mixture, because then fruit juices are worse, because when water is mixed with them, they become chametz immediately. So there's a very fine line here. Maran says so long as there's no mixture of water and it's clear, there's hashkacha and everything's done carefully, it is permissible to eat egg matzah, matzah ashira, on Pesach. That's the opinion of the Pri Hadash also. And Rav Hida writes from his grandfather, Rabbi Avraham Azulai, that was the minhag in Sefarad. And therefore, la halakha, one that wants to eat these cakes or these cookies or matzah ashira on the holiday for Sefaradim, they certainly have what to rely on all these poskim. Ashkenazim, on the other hand, are more machmir, because of the opinion of Rashi that says meperot can be a problem, and because they're concerned that maybe a drop of water got mixed in and therefore it can become very dangerous. So therefore they're only lenient for old people, for sick people, like the Rama brings down. But again, as we said, the halakha for Sefaradim, there is room clear in the halakha to be lenient. Again, on Pesach in general, it's a holiday that we're machmir on our intake of food, and kol ha-machmir when it comes to these things, tavu alav beracha. If a person wants to eat only matzah shemura, for example, the whole holiday, tavu alav beracha. Or wants to eat just matzah regila, the whole holiday, tavu alav beracha. And if he doesn't want to get involved in the egg matzah controversy, he doesn't have to. It's not a mitzvah to eat egg matzah. However, the halakha we're talking over here, somebody's sitting for lunch and he wants to make a mizonot and have some egg matzah, if he's Sefaradi, he definitely has Maran to rely on, so long as the hashkaha on the matzah ashira is legitimate and it's a proper mashgiach that we know that was making sure that it was done the proper way. And therefore, the halakha matzah ashira lefi ha-sefaradim is mutar.